flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
The 2025 college football schedule is out for the University of Miami. Interesting to note, the Canes do not leave Florida until November. And they finish the season with two road games at Virginia Tech and at Pittsburgh. The beginning of the season, three of the first five games are against what many would call the Hurricanes' biggest rivals, Florida, Notre Dame, Florida State. I say almost tongue-in-cheek, but maybe not. If the University of Miami could schedule Florida, Florida State, and Notre Dame every year, the fans would love it. The other nine games, whatever you give us, you give us. But if you give us those three every year, we'd love it. Don Bailey Jr. is with us. The schedule is out. So I mentioned, the good news is we don't leave the state of Florida until like November. The bad news is finish the season at Virginia Tech. And, of course, for the third straight year, we travel on Thanksgiving.
Well, Joe, I will tell you, I hope you pack your woolies, because SMU could be – Dallas could be 35 or 40. Virginia Tech could be 35 – or 30 or 35, and Pitt could be below zero. So, I mean, it's they give us a break early on in the season as far as the travel goes, but they're gonna test Miami's ability as a cold weather team in the final month of the season.
Okay, so we're gonna whip through this. Season opens up on Labor Day weekend, Labor Day Sunday. Hallelujah. Miami finally gets one of these games in their stadium. How great is that? I think it's absolutely – I mean, we've gone to Atlanta. We've gone to Dallas. We've gone to Orlando. I think that's it. But finally, Miami gets a Labor Day game at home that has magnitude and meaning. It is Notre Dame. I could make the argument over the last 20 years, the high point of Miami football – is still being Notre Dame in 2017. Notre Dame comes in, they'll have a new defensive coordinator, a new quarterback, but they have a pretty good DNA. They were in the national championship game.
Yeah, Joe, I happen to agree with you about Notre Dame. I don't know that you can pick a better opener for college football than Miami-Notre Dame. Notre Dame coming off, as you mentioned, a national championship game appearance, and then Miami having 10 wins and being so prolific offensively. And there's going to be so many new names on both sides of the football, both on the staff and on the field. It's going to be an interesting ball game, but they do return those two running backs. And I think it's just going to kind of go old school where Miami returns, their strength is going to be their line and running game. And so is Notre Dame's. And it's going to be interesting to see how the two new defensive coordinators that both of these squads will have are able to put together a plan to slow down the run game.
September 6th brings us Bethune-Cookman. September 13th brings us South Florida. September the 20th, here come the Gator. The Gator come in. Of course, the challenge for the new Miami defensive coordinator will be DJ Lagway, slowing him down. Florida's challenge will be the week before they play at LSU.
That's going to be interesting. You know, they're betting everything on their quarterback, Lagway, and I don't blame them. I mean, he finished off strong. This is a Florida team that Miami simply manhandled in Gainesville last year, and they had what started the season, I believe it was 4-5, and ended up on a four-game win streak to go 8-5, and the quarterback returns, their head coach returns, who was supposed to get fired every single week the entire season. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, when you think the end of August, you open up at Notre Dame, and at the end of September, you're finishing up with the Gator. It's going to be one heck of an opening month for Miami.
Okay, October 4th sends Miami to Florida State. They were 2-10. It's the first conference game of the year. It was only their third 10-loss season in program history. Florida State brings in 16 transfers, including the quarterback Thomas Castellanos from Boston College, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, first conference game, FSU up there October 4th.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, they've also brought in four new offensive linemen, and Castellanos, you and I got to see against Miami a couple years ago at BC, and he's a guy that is they're going to try and recreate, you know, a quarterback that can run and quarterback that can move and make it difficult in the pocket. But he comes in with 20 starts, and, you know, it just didn't work out for them at the quarterback spot last year. So anything better than last year, I think, will make a big difference. And I'm not buying into last year, you know, that I think for Florida State last year, that was an abbreviation. Yeah, they were 1-7 in the ACC, but a year before that, they were undefeated. So this is, I don't know which one you're going to get, but I think that they will be much improved.
By the way, this little stretch of the schedule is Florida, Florida State, and then Louisville after a bye week on a Friday night. Louisville comes rolling in. I don't like Friday night games. Louisville averaged 36.5 points last season, 19 wins in the last 2 years. We know there was a big shootout last year at Louisville. They replaced their quarterback. That's a Friday night game at Hard Rock Stadium.
You know, Joe, I think they're about as well-coached team as you're going to see in college football. Their coach was raised and groomed by Coach Schnellenberger. It'll be the battle for the boots. And it's going to be a very, very exciting football game. And Louisville always has me worried. I mean, and you can look at what happened last year, yeah, but it was a 52-45 game for Miami on the road. And Louisville just wouldn't go away, and neither would Miami. And it really boils down to both of these teams can play. Their quarterback's coming in from Southern Cal, and they've got a running back that comes back that rushed for over 1,100 yards. So it's going to be a tough game, and I would not call this a gimme by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, this also starts a stretch of seven straight games. So October 25th, here come the Stanford Cardinals, 3-9, four straight three-win seasons for Stanford, allowing 33 points per game. I was just out at Stanford. They've got a beautiful campus, a beautiful stadium. They've got a lot of resources. I'm surprised that they can't get it going in football and basketball, but that's another story. Except November the 1st, Halloween, or the day after Halloween, we're going to Dallas to take on SMU. Did not play them a year ago. Rhett Lashley has them rolling. Went 11-3 last year, averaged 36 points a game. He's 29-12 in 3 years. Miami goes to Dallas on November the 1st.
It's going to be a big challenge, and yeah, they've got some Hurricane players on there, and this is the beginning of the stretch where it can be awfully cold for Miami. Miami's not known to play extremely well in the cold weather, but you know, you look at them, they finished last year at number 12 and lost to Clemson in the title game for the ACC championship, but they returned their quarterback, and he's a pretty darn good player. And I think, you know, some of the preseason rankings that I've seen has them in that 13, 14, 15 range. But SMU is proven to be a very consistent team under Rhett Lashley, and I don't see any changes. We know he does a great job with defense, I mean with offense, but they made some plays on defense and had some big wins last year.
This year in November, right around November the 8th, Miami was 9-0. If they are in the hunt on November the 8th of 2025, then November the 8th of 2025 must be, I declare, it must be the same as December of 2001. And that is when Miami destroyed Washington, or maybe that was November. Doesn't matter. The same as 2001. Washington came in and Miami destroyed him after Washington beat Miami the year before. Syracuse knocks Miami out of the postseason this year. They come in on November the 8th.
Yeah, they do, Joe, and thank God McCord isn't there anymore. You know, yeah. I think he was a quarterback that was really underrated nationally. He could not. He was as important to Syracuse as Ward was to Miami, and equally as productive in a lot of ways. You know, the running back, Allen, was productive as well, and he's no longer with him. He was a 1,000-yard back, but they return their main receiver, Pena, who had 941 yards and 9 touchdowns. And you see how Syracuse plays. I mean, they're a tough football team. Their coach is going to get them ready to play, and they understand the importance of a big game. And what does that mean? Well, they hope this game's on national TV. They hope this game has got all the hype. They hope it's for everything, because that's when his guys seem to show up.
Then Miami will be home for their final home game of the year against North Carolina State. We know that they're always tough. They went 6-7 this year. They did force 20 turnovers. It's their first losing season since 2019, so you know Dave Dorn's going to want to turn that around. They've got the quarterback, the kid that went to Chaminade, so that'll be a homecoming for him.
Yeah, it will be. And NC State always bothers me. You know, I think Dave Dorn, their head coach, is one of the most underrated coaches for sure in the conference and maybe in the country. And as you mentioned, they just don't lose games. They haven't had a losing season in 5 years. And they seem to get just enough skill talent to match up with the quarterback position that they have. But their defense is always challenging. You know, they run that 3-3 front, and they've got all kinds of tricks that come with it. So fortunately for Miami, you've got the Wolfpack at home.
The season ends. Miami goes to Virginia Tech. Hokies hired a new defensive coordinator today, the linebacker coach from the Arizona Cardinals, Sam Cephagus, linebacker coach from the Arizona Cardinals. So they went to the NFL to get their defensive coordinator. Interesting to note, before Miami plays Virginia Tech, the Hokies will play Louisville and Florida State. So they might be a little bit bruised up. And then we finish the season in a familiar spot. Always seems like we finish in Pittsburgh. They went 7-6 last year, had 4 defensive touchdowns. Offensively, they were explosive for a while, 29 touchdown passes. That was 4th in the ACC. But we're going to go to Pittsburgh on Thanksgiving weekend, and it could be for the whole shebang. We'll see.
Well, it was before, and Miami came away a little disappointed, and I guess it was 2017. And, you know, let's remind everybody that Pitt beat the heck out of Syracuse, and after that game, they couldn't win a football game. I think they started off 6-7-0 and had a heck of a year, and then they just hit the slump and went downhill after that. But, you know, the thing is, Joe, they returned their quarterback, and they are a team that is – it's tough to play there. It's good. It's a tough stadium. They're well coached. You know, they play that defense. They put a lot of pressure on your offense by having the ability to cover their guys up with, you know, matching up singles with the corners. So it's going to be an interesting game. And I don't want to skip over that Virginia Tech. You know, they lost 4 of their last 5, but they've brought Bud Foster back in an advisory role and teaming him up with a defensive coordinator that's got linebacker experience, and they're just really trying to recreate the formula that Frank Beamer had, was defense, special teams, and just enough offense.
Okay, when we come back, we'll take a look at the University of Miami here in the offseason, little offseason look at the roster, players, that must improve, players that must improve and take their game to the next level, and also look at the offense. Plus, Eric McClain from the ACC Network joins us, and we'll talk about the rest of the schedule, a big broad look at the ACC schedule, and that opening weekend has some wild games for the ACC. So that's all coming up on the show. Hey, how about this? It's almost baseball season, and on Saturday, February the 8th, it is Fan Fest at Mark Light, Alex Rodriguez Park. Free event, of course, for families and fans of all ages. Autograph session with the team at Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field. This is always a great event. Gates will open at 2:30. The alumni game is set for 6 p.m. Great tradition, great history. Canes Fest, the alumni game, Saturday, February the 8th. Gates open at 2:30. The alumni game is set for 6 p.m. All right, this morning, I had a little reunion at Williamson Cadillac. Went down there. I saw Jermaine Chambers, former University of Miami wide receiver. If you want to get into a new Cadillac, he's the guy to see. Saw Reggie. Reggie's a big Hurricane fan. You ever need anything to do with maintenance, Reggie is your man. Saw, of course, the boss, Ed Williamson. Business is good. Everybody is happy. In fact, when you walk into Williamson Cadillac, you walk in to a happy place. Everybody's happy. Everybody's working. And boy, oh boy, your eyeballs start spinning around at all the luxury vehicles, whether it's an SUV or a Cadillac car. They've got something for everyone. I switched out today, went to the 2025 XT4. It is beautiful. I really like it. It's got just the perfect amount of room for our family. They have the XT5s there, the XT6. I've got the XT4. It's white, and the interior is beautiful. I haven't really driven too many white vehicles, but it's white. So if you see me on the Palmetto in a Williamson XT4, get out of the way. Make it easy on me, please. Miami's luxury dealership, founded over 50 years ago. They're more than a dealership. They're our friends. They're our neighbors. They stay focused on the customer experience, and you should check it out. First, go online, WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com, and then, of course, Williamson Cadillac, US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.